there, Gavin Gear here from the Extreme Windows blog, and I'm here with fellow Windows enthusiast, Chris Stevenson. And Chris, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a PC enthusiast, like playing video games, like hanging out with my friends and gaming. Really like race games. Just kind of a regular IT guy, likes to game when he's got his free time.
Now, when I saw you at PDX Land last year, there was something that caught my attention, and that was this totally awesome custom car racing rig. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what this thing is?
Well, it is a PC-based, completely custom-built, full-motion racing simulator. Gives you the feeling of driving a real rally car without ever having to leave your home.
It's awesome. So you've got three displays?
Yep, we got three 40-inch LCDs.
Wow.
Those are all being run by an NVIDIA graphics card on a PC running Windows 8 and the latest copy of Dirt 3.
Nice. And this car racing rig actually augments your PC racing experience by giving you sort of a full motion experience, right?
Exactly. It gives you full motion feedback, basically takes the input that the game gives. If you stomp on the brakes, it lurches forward. If you hit the gas, it knocks you back. If you hit a wall, it's going to knock you sideways. So it gives you that real feeling of driving a race car, but being able to hit the reset button once you crash.
I love it. Yeah. So can I try it out?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Okay, and go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Found the wall.
Yeah. Okay, you're gonna make me look bad, I have a feeling.
There you go. Just a scratch, it'll buff out.
Yeah, no problem, right?
Oh, whoa,
there you go.
Almost had it. Fast lap on this track is going to be mid to low 50s.
Whoa. Ah! All right, I think you better show me how it's done.
There you do, 43.755.
Wow. Nice. So Dirt 3, tell me about what you've done to get Dirt 3 running like totally fine-tuned.
Well, it's got everything set up to do the NVIDIA Surround or ATI Infinity technology. That's already all built into the game. So any home gamer can set up their three displays and get a similar feel if they have a steering wheel or even a controller. Mm-hmm. Dirt 3 also offers something that's very unique. Codemasters, when they develop their games, they go out and they put sensors on all the cars in real life to gather all of the telemetry data from how the cars really respond in real life.
Wow.
They take all that data and then they incorporate it into the game. So by default, when a car is going around the track, they have all that telemetry. They know how fast it's going. They know where the suspension is. They know where the tires are and when they're slipping. They know everything about the car. And they also give me the ability to capture that data, and that's what I use to then push into the motion system, which then gives
really?
Us the realistic feedback.
Wow.
So if it weren't for games like Codemasters or the companies like Codemasters doing that, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Wow.
I have a few other techniques for a few other game titles of hooking in and getting some of the data I need, but it's not nearly as good as what I can get from games from Codemasters because all their games are built very similarly.
So going back to the beginning, how did this idea come about? Like, was this a napkin sketch or?
It kind of was. Some friends and I, we found something similar on the internet that somebody was using some slightly different technology to do. And I thought, wow, that looks really cool. I think we could build that.
So building the rig, what was the hardest thing about the fabrication process?
The hardest thing was probably figuring out the cockpit area.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really like model it or run it through a CAD program when we did the build of it. So a lot of it was trial and error with a seat set up on wooden blocks and me holding my hands where a steering wheel should go.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out where everything should be placed. So there was a little bit of trial and error there. The base frame was pretty much just a square box, so that part was fairly straightforward. And then it was just a lot of refinements for the initial project. The initial project, we got to show it at Game Developers Conference in 2008. Mm-hmm. Since then, if you look at old photos of it, it looks nothing like it used to. It's been totally repainted, it's been totally upgraded, everything's been changed on it. So I've had a chance to refine it over the years and get it really dialed in, so it's 10 times better than it was when it was first built, and it was great then. The seat is an actual racing seat from Sparco.
Nice.
You can buy the same chair and put it in your Subaru or your Mitsubishi or whatever. The same with the racing harness. The wheel here is a heavily modified Logitech G27. Hmm. We took Logitech's one of my fantastic sponsors that have sent me all these products for it. Mm-hmm. We took this, modified it, and then actually totally disassembled the pedal system to invert it like a real car. Most of the pedals you get for your home desktop or your PlayStation or your Xbox, they're all just on the floor and you push down, and that doesn't feel real.
It's like an old Volkswagen Bug.
Exactly. You push to the floor.
Yeah.
So we took them apart, totally gutted them, inverted them, changed the springs out, so everything feels a lot more realistic. Mm-hmm. So we swapped that out. The speakers are just a modified 5.1 surround sound setup from Logitech. And then the TVs are just standard 40-inch LED TVs from Samsung.
Nice, and those are 1080p?
Those are all 1080p.
1920 by 1080.
These are running at, each panel's running at full 1080p. Mm-hmm. And then they're also using the NVIDIA bezel correction to give you that feel that there's image behind the borders of the TVs where they meet. Mm-hmm. So.
Very cool. So walk me through the PC components here.
The PC components, this was just upgraded, courtesy of MSI. What we have here is the brand new Intel Core i5 Haswell CPU running on the MSI's new Z87 M-Power motherboard. It's one of their high-end flagship boards. And then the graphics card that it's running is one of the new NVIDIA GeForce GTX 770s. Mm-hmm. And so that single card is able to power all three screens at 1080p with no problem. The cards are getting really fast these days, so that's not a problem. It's paired up there with a Corsair power supply, Corsair SSD, and Corsair memory, as well as the Corsair water cooler, just because, you know, a car has to have a radiator, so I wanted to make sure that was in there.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just running, for an OS, it's running Windows 8. Mm-hmm. Pretty standard install. Everything's just fresh out of the box.
Well, Chris, this is a really impressive setup, and I appreciate you letting me come on over and giving it a try.
No problem, and, anytime.
Question for you, what's next?
We're kind of playing around with some other projects. I'd like to do a couple of these, maybe a slightly smaller version. I think it would be really fun to have head-to-head action on this where you actually can race two of them against your friends. Mm-hmm. I think that would be great. I've also kind of been toying around with a flight simulator, maybe, kind of using the same technologies.
And if people want to know more about your car racing rig?
They can visit projectebtr.com.
Okay.
That name is kind of the name I use for the project, and what it stands for is Project Everything But the Rims. Mm-hmm. Because it has pretty much everything but the rims.
Yeah.
So if you can visit projectebtr.com, there's photos and some videos, and then a way to get in contact with me as well.
Very cool. Well, if you want to know more about this special car racing rig, please go to the Extreme Windows blog and check out the accompanying blog post where we've got a lot more information. Thanks.